Okay, today, Bezrach Hashem, we're continuing in the seventh parak of Maseches Bava Kamma. We're up to parak Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. Ganav al pishnayim. If two people saw, testified that you stole a shor or seh, v'tavach u'machar al pi eid echad al pi atzmo, and then by your own admission you shechted it or you sold it, or only one eid says that you shechted it or you sold it, mishalim tashlum mekefel. Then you have to pay kefel because you had two witnesses that saw that you stole it. But ve'en mishalim tashlum erba v'chamisha. But you do not have sufficient eidos to have to pay dalet v'hei. God of v'tavach b'shabbos. If a person was stolen shechted on Shabbos, God of v'tavach lavodaz. A person stole and shechted for avodah zara. God mishal avu meis avu vachar kach tavu machar. He stole from his father, and then his father died, and then he shechted or sold it. God of vehikdish vachar tavu machar. Or he stole and then was makdishit, and then was tavu machar. Mishalim tashlum kefel. You pay kefel, but then mishalim tashlum erba v'chamisha. You don't have to pay the dalet v'hei. The Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kachem Shchayv Bachar Yusam, he says, if you were ganav v'tavach, a hektish animal, that you, the owner of that animal is going to have to replace it if it got lost. I mean, that's the difference between a neder and a nedava, right? That if you made it a din in the gavra, that you have to bring an animal, so you're going to have to replace it. Then you pay dal vehe to the owner because he's going to have to replace it. Shein chayv b'achrusim, but if it's an animal that is not chayv in the achrayus, then pater, then you don't have to pay because the animal didn't belong to the original owner when it was stolen, so you don't have to pay for that. Okay, moving on to Mishnah Hey. Mecharu chutz me'echad mimei ha'shabo. If a person sells an animal except for 1/100th of its value, o shayisalo bo shutfus, or he had some sort of part ownership of it before he stole it. Hashochet v'nasnabel biador, he shechted it and it became a nevela as he was shechting it. Hanocher v'ma'aker, or he cut it in such a way that was not a valid shechita. Mishalim tashlum kefel, then mishalim tashlum erba v'chamisha. Then you don't pay dalet v'hei, you only pay kefel, not dalet v'hei. Ganav b'rishos habaylim v'tavach u'machar chutz mirishusam, if you stole the animal while it's inside the rishos of the original baylim, and then you shechted it outside of the rishos, o shegonav, or you stole it outside of the rishos and then you shechted it or sold it inside the rishos of the owner, or you did everything outside of the rishos. In all those cases, you took the animal somewhere outside of the owner's property, and therefore you're kone. So once you make a kinyan meshicha, so that's kinyan geneva, and you chayv dalet v'hei. But if everything happened while it was still in the rishos of the original owner, pater, then you're going to be pater because you never made a kinyan meshicha on it, so there is no kinyan for which you're then going to be chayiv for the tzvicha mechira. So to review what we did today in Mishnah Dalet, we had said that if two witnesses saw that you stole, but it's only through your own admission or a single witness that you shechted or sold it, you pay kefil, but not dalet v'hei. If you stole it and shechted it on Shabbos, you stole it and you shechted it l'avodah zarah, you stole from your father, the father died, and then you shechted and sold it, you stole it and you were makdish it, and then you shechted it or sold it, you pay kefil, but you don't pay dalet v'hei. Rabbi Shimon says, well, by kachim, it depends whether the owner is chayiv b'achriyusam or not. If he is, then you're chayiv. If he's not, then you're pater. Then in Mishnah Hey, we said that if you sold an animal except for 1/100th of it, or there was any sort of shutfas in it, or you shecht an animal, became a nevela, or you do a totally non-kosher shchit on the animal, you pay kefil, but not dalet v'hei. And then we said if you had to do any form of kinyan by stealing in the rishos b'ayilim and shechting it outside of the rishos, or stealing outside of the rishos and shechting it in the rishos, or doing everything outside of the rishos, you pay dalet v'hei. But if you didn't have to do any form of kinyan because everything was done in the rishos of the original b'ayilim, then you're pater from the dalet v'hei. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav.